Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title, Next Stop, Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Hello, party people.
Oh,
Ernie, watch the drape.
Sorry.
I'll take those lab sponges and five Dr. Navarre.
I'm on it.
An operation.
How's the patient, Ernie?
Visions of sugar plums.
All right, well, a week till Christmas, that seems appropriate. Who's playing DJ today?
It's the season, Dr. Reynolds. I thought it would get us all in the Christmas spirit.
Well, it is a season for miracles.
Patient lies face down.
Good to go.
Okay. Calling all elves. It's showtime.
She makes an incision behind the privacy sheet. She backs through a hospital door with her gloved hands held up, then removes her gloves.
Great work in there, Doc. Never seen it done better.
Thanks, Ernie.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Good work.
Thanks.
She checks her phone. She sets it up on the shelf above a sink beside a mirror. A video call screen shows a smiling man. She takes off her surgery mask, blows out a puff of air, and puts her hands on her hips. Her phone shows 4 o'clock, Dad, missed call. She turns on the sink and washes her hands. In a locker room, she sits on a bench and pulls on boots. She answers a video call.
There you are.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey. We've had quite an afternoon. Your nephew and I.
It was Gingerbread House Day.
Whoa, cutting it close this year, huh?
Henrik, come, show her.
Yeah, Angie, take a look.
Hey, buddy. Oh, sweet. You know what that would go for in today's market?
I think he should be an architect.
We all flew in yesterday.
So are you coming home, or is it work again this year?
She looks up.
Hey, how's the adoption going?
We still don't know yet. Without a good attorney, it's been a nightmare these past months.
Wait, Kristen, why didn't you tell me that you were going through that?
Maybe if you called once in a while.
That is not fair.
You know how much I'm working at the hospital right now. Look, I wish there was a way that I could help you, and I wish I could be there with you guys this year.
Honey, this is the second year in a row that you haven't come home for Christmas.
Hey, Mom, I know, but you know how complicated things are to get away from work.
They frown.
No, I don't, but family is very important.
I know that, Mom.
Do you really, honey? Please, there is plenty of room, there's plenty of food.
Aunt Mert is having her annual holiday party,
bigger than ever this time.
I'm sorry, I'm on call this year. I can only get as far as my apartment.
Please, even just for one day.
Yes, if anything changes, you will be the first to know. Okay, give my love to everyone.
Love you, bye, 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 bye.
A woman hurries after her.
Hey, no hometown Christmas? I thought you cleared your calendar.
No, Richardson has me on call, which is great. You know, I want a quiet week in Yonkers alone.
Alone, when you could be home.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Mom's still dealing with the divorce, and it's so heartbreaking watching her go through it.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Dad's in Arizona, you know, starting a new life.
She grimaces.
My sister and I, we're not on the same wavelength.
It's hard. I get it. Families are complicated.
Can you at least have time for a drink before you head home?
A toast to the holidays?
Don't have to ask me twice.
It snows outside a bar with Christmas decorations.
Oh my gosh, that surgery today was...
The bartender delivers their drinks.
Thank you.
Well, here's to a quiet Christmas.
If that's what you really want. Please, Santa, it's all I've asked for.
They toast pink cocktails.
Did he get your list this year?
What's that time to think about it? I'll take my chances. Although, I wouldn't mind finding him under my tree.
Tyler?
Tyler Grant, sports commentator on TV.
So when do you like sports?
Since never. But I love hearing him talk.
Tyler loves his fans.
Wait, do you know him?
Yeah, knew him years ago. You know that catchphrase of his?
When you can't get enough sports, I've got more.
I gave that to him.
This I got here.
Well, it was when I was interning at Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he'd been playing hockey, came in with a concussion, needed a doctor.
I've seen that movie, Sandra Bullock and somebody.
Right? Yeah, we dated for a few months, and then he asked to meet my parents one Christmas.
And?
And I didn't realize it, but it was so he could get their blessing and propose.
Tell me you said yes.
No ring.
No, don't think so.
So what? He never popped the question?
Oh, no, he did. I turned him down.
You what?
I know.
You're the one who needed the doctor. I mean, look at the guy.
Tan skin, brown hair.
Don't you know, it was like the last really good Christmas before everything changed. My mom and dad were still together, and my sister and I were inseparable. It was great. We were like a real bonded family.
That's so sweet. Okay, but back to Mr. Sports. Why did you say no?
I know, the timing wasn't right. I was in med school, and he was breaking into network news.
She shrugs.
We took a break for a while, and then we just decided the moment had passed.
Huh. See about that.
What are you doing?
I'm checking his status. Maybe there's still time for you to find him and plead temporary insanity. Okay, you're in luck. He's not married, but he's in a, quote, serious relationship, unquote. Look.
Oh, they're still together. That's nice.
You knew about this?
Looks at picture.
Well, whatever she is, she's not nearly good enough for him.
Sabrina, she speaks 5 languages, has 2 master's degrees, and a book in the top 10 last year. I think she's doing just fine.
Sabrina stares.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
Huh. So you've been keeping tabs.
I don't have to. He's everywhere. He's hosting a World Series, the bowl games, co-hosting the next Olympics.
Leans on her fist and shakes her head.
He's stalking me.
What if he's still in love with you?
That was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I can't turn back time.
He even got a new puppy. Look at this guy.
What? Okay, Tyler did not even like dogs before he met mine. Oh, Boomer. I miss that dog.
Man at bar.
Angie?
He smiles softly.
Ben? Hey. Hi, what are you doing here?
They hug.
Oh, my firm's just up the street.
What? I thought you were in Boston.
No, my company moved me to Manhattan. Yeah, last summer.
Wait, last summer? You've been here all this time?
Adjusts glasses.
Yes, I've been meaning to give you a call.
Sabrina grins.
Hi, I'm Sabrina. I'm introducing myself because as soon as you showed up, she forgot I existed.
Sorry, I'm just surprised to see you is all.
Yeah, Ben Lee, Angie and I. We grew up together.
Yeah, we were practically family.
Yeah.
Awkward smiles.
I heard that your sister is having some trouble adopting. Something about the biodad's parents?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know more than I do.
Angie frowns.
Wait, corporate law? I thought family law is what you always wanted to do.
Yeah, that's true. I wish I had. But, you know, I mean, the money is good, so.
Well, so you're a corporate attorney. I work with Angie at the hospital. Neurosurgery.
Oh, I'm impressed.
That's why I said it.
They smile.
Well, hey, I'm here with some friends from work, and it's very casual, so can I buy you ladies a drink?
Oh, I wish. I have to go if I'm going to make the 10:15.
But I'd love to, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah, please.
Angie grabs her coat.
Well,
it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
They hug.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
See you.
Bye, sweetie.
Angie and Sabrina wave. Ben watches Angie leave after Sabrina walks past him. A train station with a large clock. Holiday lights hang in globes. Angie checks her phone in the ticket line.
Hey, you. You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
A man calls her to a booth with a barred window.
Thank you. I need a ticket to Yonkers. The machine line is so long and my phone app isn't working, so.
Phones these days, tricky things. Not like the old days when phones just made calls.
Uh-huh. So, I'm trying to make the 10:15.
Ah, the last express to Yonkers.
Yeah, right. So if you could just help me out. Here you go. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for. To help you out.
Runs her card on the bars.
Oh.
Headed home for the holidays?
No, just a quiet one by myself. It's what I want.
Funny thing. Sometimes what we want is not what we need. But they say the magic of Christmas will find you wherever you are.
He raises his eyebrows.
They say that? Okay.
10:15.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Can I make that?
You still have plenty of time.
Huh. That's so weird.
Clock moves back 15 minutes.
I could swear it.
Oh, please don't. Not this close to Christmas. People are in such a hurry lately. Running here, rushing there. Don't they know that this is a time to slow things down? Appreciate the world around you.
She forces a strained smile.
Here you go.
Oh, wow. That's very fancy. Oh, this is a round trip. I just needed the one way.
No charge. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
She looks at the golden ticket. Poster of Tyler in subway.
He really is everywhere.
She tries to board the train.
Ticket, please?
Yeah, here you go.
What's this?
It's some sort of holiday promotion, I think.
You think the main office would tell us these things?
She tilts her head.
Here you go. Merry Christmas.
He smiles. She boards the train and sits by a window. She looks out at the dark as the train begins to move. She leans her head against the wall and closes her eyes. She slowly opens her eyes and looks around in shock. The train has transformed into one with wooden panels, green seats, and Christmas ornaments and ribbon decorations. It runs through a snowy forest. Someone puts a hand in front of her eyes.
Did you miss me?
Oh, ow! Okay!
Smacks him.
Remind me to never do that again.
Tyler Graham?
The donuts you asked for from the breakfast car? Santa specials?
He sits.
Didn't expect me back so soon, I guess.
She blinks hard.
Tyler?
I wasn't gone that long.
I'm so sorry. What is this?
Well, this is breakfast. Although I imagine your parents have a more elaborate plan for that, given all you told me about. Something about your dad's French toast?
My dad's in Arizona.
I don't think so. We called him this morning when we were leaving Manhattan.
Like you and me, we?
Like you and me, we.
She grabs his face and kisses him, then widens her eyes.
Whoa, what is that for?
Wow, that kiss felt incredibly real.
Yeah, well, I should hope so.
He leans in to kiss her.
Wait, sorry. Just give me a minute. A second. Oh, gosh. Don't move. Just stay right there. I will be right back, I think. I don't know.
She backs away.
All right, but I can't promise that both of these donuts will be here when you get back.
Oh, my God, I'm losing it.
She whirls to the door. The ticket counter man sits at a table in the next car.
You, what are you doing here?
Having a cup of cocoa.
But you're the one who sold me the ticket.
Oh, I think I remember that. No, it's the uniforms. We all look the same in these.
Well, then you have a twin.
Shakes her head.
Must be a handsome fella.
Okay, well, whoever you are, I'm not where I was. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I mean, this isn't the train that I got on. This one is old. I didn't even know these things were running still.
He chuckles.
What's that? And there's a guy in the next car that I haven't seen in 10 years.
Is he bothering you?
Well, no. Yes. No. But he's supposed to be on TV, and he has donuts.
That's not a crime.
Shakes his head.
Santa's special.
A donut display.
It's Christmas.
She points her thumb at the donuts.
I haven't had one of those in, like...
10 years?
Yes, exactly.
Her eyes widen and she slowly looks down.
When Tyler bought them for me on a train ride home in 2011. Wait a second, how did you know that?
He tosses his head back, smiles, and folds his arms. She points at him and pulls out an old phone. She stares at it.
This isn't my phone.
No?
No, but it has a signal. Oh, gosh.
She stands and dials.
Hi, it's Dr. Reynolds.
Who?
Angie Reynolds, neurology.
Do you have the right number?
Yes, I have the right number. Can I speak with Dr. Navarro, please?
Can you spell that for me, please?
N-A-V-A.
I've never heard of her.
Yes. What do you mean you've never heard of her?
Is she from this hospital?
Yes, from this hospital. Hello?
Stares at the phone. Oh. He checks pocket watch.
Oh, would you look at the time.
He stands.
Next stop, Shepherd's Ferry.
My hometown? We're in Connecticut?
You might want to gather your things and find a seat.
No. I don't want to find a seat. I want to go home. I want to go back to New York City.
Oh, well, you need a return ticket for that.
Oh, well, as it happens, you sold me one. Well, I guess it wasn't you. It was your twin. Anyway.
Hands him ticket.
Well, something seems to be missing.
Missing?
No return.
Half the ticket is blank.
Can't get home without it.
I can't.
He shakes his head. She frowns and returns to Tyler. The train runs through the snow.
Sorry about the donuts. Can't say I didn't warn you, though.
We were slowing down.
Yeah, it's easier to get off the train that way.
Shepherd's Ferry, next stop. Shepherd's Ferry, next stop. You'll never get home if you miss your stop.
He bends towards her.
Shepherd's Ferry.
She sinks down.
Oh, cute town. Just like you said, love that Christmas tree.
Yeah, we used to spend every Christmas Eve there for the lighting of the star. It's a family tradition.
She smiles.
But they built a mini mall there years ago.
Apparently not.
Yes, they did. There hasn't been a tree there since 2011.
So, this year? Are you okay?
I'm not sure of anything.
He raises his eyebrows.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get our coats.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
What in the world is happening?
Christmas, of course. Enjoy it while it lasts.
She smiles, but it doesn't reach her eyes. The train pulls up to the station. Sign, welcome to Shepherd's Ferry. She gets off the train and runs to hug her father. Tyler carries the bags off the train.
Hey, sweetheart.
So good to see you, sweetheart.
Oh, Ray.
What did I do to deserve such a big hug?
You're home.
Of course I'm home. You saw me here 3 weeks ago for my birthday. Where else would I go?
Arizona?
All that heat? No, thank you.
He looks at her.
You okay, babe?
Oh, I just missed you so much.
Hey, Tyler Grant, sir.
The famous TV sports reporter we've heard so much about.
Only local so far, but I'm doing my best, Mr. Reynolds.
Well, it's nice to meet you, son. Please, call me George.
You got it.
You sure you're okay?
Oh, it's the holidays. This one's a softie.
Don't I know it. Think we should call ahead and warn her mom, or what?
Dad.
All right, guys, well, car's right over here. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, did I hear you're at the World Series this year?
Oh, yeah, for the St. Louis win.
Oh.
Locker room celebration.
The train turns back to a subway train. The men don't notice.
This one's a keeper, Angie.
I couldn't dream up anyone better.
She grimaces and walks over to them. A large house.
Get your stuff upstairs. You guys, just make yourselves at home.
Wow, Angie told me you had the perfect Christmas house.
Everything but the tree. Saving that for you two. Do have some broken lights on these strings, though. Maybe you can help me fix them later. We can talk some football.
Yeah. You happy to be home?
You have no idea.
She follows him in.
Henrik, no running in the house. Go, Peter.
It's Christmas. Let him go.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Honey.
Oh, hi, sis. Welcome home. Oh. He found the dog before I could wrap it.
You must be the boyfriend.
If I'm not, this is going to be a very awkward visit.
They shake hands.
Tyler, this is my sister Kristen and her husband Peter. And that blur was Henrik back when he was four.
Back when he was four?
Her mom rubs her hands and rushes over.
Look at you.
Oh, no. Don't. I have been baking gingerbread for tomorrow.
Gingerbread house day. Oh, made the whole house smell like Christmas. We did it every year.
You make it sound like ancient history.
Mom, this is Tyler. Tyler, this is my mom.
Mrs. Reynolds.
Call me Evelyn, or there's a good chance I will not answer you.
All right, then. Evelyn.
A bulldog runs into the kitchen.
Boomer!
Oh,
Boomer. You're alive. These two were inseparable till she went to med school. But now he's all mine.
What is he, a bulldog?
A rescue, the best kind.
Hey, fella.
Tyler touches him with one finger.
You know, I'm not much of a dog person, but this guy's terrific.
Maybe you'll get your own one day.
Now, we just got to get you two settled in, and your mom's come up with a little list for us. Mm-hmm. We've got tree shopping, Santa, of course, and then the big town Christmas Eve sing-along.
A town tradition where they light the Christmas star on the tree in front of the train station.
Oh, I've heard.
And never a dull moment come December.
And Aunt Mert's party. Bigger than ever, she says, but then...
She said that!
Myrtle Conway, no relation, but everyone in town calls her Aunt Mert. You'll love her.
We still have your room upstairs, so hurry up and get ready. We've got lots to do.
They smile. Tyler and Angie walk into a spacious, clean bedroom. He looks around.
Your family's great.
Say that in a few days.
I bet I will.
Yeah. I bet you will, too.
Hey, if we're going tree shopping, I need to change.
Right. Second door on the left, and I'll meet you downstairs.
Yeah.
He answers his phone.
Because, cool.
Tyler Grant?
Yeah.
He leaves. She looks around.
Whoa.
Everything okay?
I thought she changed this to a crafts room for her pottery.
Since when has Mom been into pottery?
Angie smiles.
I just meant I thought she maybe found another use for it, that's all.
Never. She has this idea that she'll become a successful doctor and still find a way to move back in.
How? All my patients are in Manhattan. Will be in Manhattan. I imagine.
Kristen shakes her head.
How's Peter? He looks great. And Henrik? Oh my gosh.
Growing like a weed since you last saw him. Of course, that's been a while. So tell me about Tyler.
Oh, well, he's all about sports 24/7. I mean, he's co-hosting the next Olympics. Sometime in the future, I would imagine.
Is it love?
I mean, he's very handsome, kind, funny, on the brink of a major career. What the heck was I thinking?
You have doubts?
Yeah, but for the life of me, I cannot think why.
Angie frowns to herself.
When he proposes this time?
Kristen frowns. Angie grins.
Ignore me. I don't know what I'm saying.
Clearly.
Kristen, this is going to be the best Christmas. If I could pick one from all the holidays we've spent, I'd pick this one.
You just got here.
Yeah, but I can feel it. Can't you? Everything's perfect. Everyone's happy.
Sure.
Kristen blinks and looks down.
Just the way that it was supposed to be.
Anyway, first thing on Mom's list is that tree. Not till Angie gets here. Henrik's so excited.
Yeah, let me just change real quick, and I'll be right down.
She gives a thumbs up. Kristen clasps her hands and leaves. Angie bounces on her bed.
Okay, keep it together, Angie. Oh my God, you could wake up at any minute now. Okay. So enjoy it.
She runs her hands through her hair and smiles. She grabs a blue piece of clothing from her closet and smells it. She holds up a coral off-the-shoulder dress and frowns.
Where have I seen this before?
They look for a tree.
Smile, everybody. Look like you're having a good time.
We are having a good time, Peter.
Hey, is that a new tablet?
Early Christmas gift from Kristen. So we can capture every moment.
And he means every moment. It's okay to put that down every now and then, honey.
Hi, everyone. I want us to find the perfect tree, so I think we should split up and cover more territory. I'll head over this way.
Honey, you want me to go with you? I mean, we're supposed to do this together, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's best we make this a solo mission.
Evelyn whirls.
Mother is so stubborn. He has to find the perfect tree. They all look the same once they have the ornaments on them, right?
I agree.
Ugh, I better go with him, otherwise we'll be here till New Year's Eve.
Workshop, can you take me?
Yeah, is that okay, you guys?
Of course.
They feel free. We've already seen three of Santa's other helpers this season. Lovely for you.
Sign, meet Santa today 9 to 6.
If it isn't my old friend Henrik!
Santa!
You come to tell Santa what you want for Christmas?
I want a baby brother or a sister, if that's all you got.
Oh, that is a tall order on short notice. How about a race car? How about that?
I'd rather have a baby brother.
Oh, well, Santa will see what he can do. But in the meantime, how about a candy cane?
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, not so fast, you two. Who's next?
Oh, we're just here for Henry.
Oh, no. I think someone else might need some of your attention here, Santa.
Tyler!
Oh, yes. Well, young lady, what would you like for Christmas?
Angie pulls Santa's beard down.
Ben?
He grins and fixes the beard.
Oh, did you say you want Ben for Christmas?
That's right. You were Santa that year, this year.
Don't blow my cover. You can make the kids cry again.
Sorry.
Anyway, what would you like in your stocking?
Well, I already got a Christmas gift this year, and it's a real doozy, let me tell you.
Could you maybe put in a good word for me, Santa?
Oh, Tyler, this is Ben. Ben, it's not Tyler.
Oh, you know, I'll have to check. You might be on Santa's naughty list. But you get a candy cane.
Thank you.
Hands cane to Angie. Yeah. Tyler frowns. A Christmas market.
Beg pardon? There we go.
Ah. What do you think?
All right. See this, Tyler? This is what I'm talking about.
Looks great.
Pretty good.
Hey, what's the deal with Angie and Santa back there?
Ben? Friend of the family. They grew up together. Huh. Anne was Angie's first kiss, I hear. He's coming over later to help decorate.
Great.
Tyler nods.
So this is the one that I was thinking about. I don't know if you have thoughts that you want to share.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Angie.
Hello,
Chloe. Oh, hi. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, this is Chloe. This is Aunt Mert's granddaughter.
Hi. I'm so surprised to see you here. With such handsome company.
This is Tyler Grant, and you know, everyone else.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Oh, were you guys looking at this tree, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, if you want to take it, you can take it.
No, it's fine. Honestly, it's for Aunt Mert's party, and it might not be big enough. You know how she is. Anyway, but Ben is here, and he's keeping an eye out for the best tree, so I'm just going to let him handle it when he's done playing Santa. You guys can have this tree. Just have it. It's really a beautiful one, and I'll see you later. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Dad wipes his brow.
All right, Teddy, my boy. Let's wrap this up. Bring her home.
Joy to the world.
Hey.
The Lord is come.
What do you think? Should this be an earring? Earring?
It's so nice.
Or
and
shiny.
Shiny.
Look, it's a necklace.
Ben, Peter, and Dad string lights on the tree in the living room. Kristen and Evelyn unpack ornaments with Henrik. Angie and Tyler string popcorn in the dining room.
Where does you and Santa over there had a thing back when?
What? Oh, Ben? No, nothing.
Something about a first kiss?
Oh, yeah. We were 11. It's a lot more tooth than lip.
Angie chuckles.
Guy seems like he's part of the family.
Yeah, his grandmother raised him, so my parents were like his parents.
Ben looks back and smiles at Angie. She smiles back. Tyler looks down.
Tyler, you're not jealous, are you?
Me? Come on. No way.
She throws popcorn at him. He throws some back.
All right, everybody, let's see what we got. Let's count down. Three, two, one.
Yeah! Tree lights up.
Now all it needs is the ornaments. Henrik, you get the hang of the first one.
Good job, boys.
Okay, where's this guy going? Right, yeah.
Ben points to a spot.
Perfect.
Henrik hangs an ornament.
Yeah. Nice work.
They do an explosion fist bump.
Good boy, so you'll get your fire engine.
You see, I told you to get me one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, dear. Well, if you wait right over there, Mommy wants to thank Santa, too.
They watch TV while Henrik sleeps.
What do you mean by saying a thing like that?
Hey, Dad. There's plenty of room on the couch over here next to Mom.
Oh, it's okay. I'm comfortable right here.
Are you sure? You know, you two always like to...
Leave him be, Angie. I've got Boomer to keep me warm. Go ahead, boy.
She twitches her lips.
I'm good, too. I've got my magazine.
Dad holds up his magazine and smiles. Kristen and Peter avert their eyes. Angie leans her head on Tyler's shoulder and falls asleep. She wakes up in the train with the ticket seller. She looks at him with wide eyes.
What? Was that it?
He shrugs. She frowns at him. The train runs through the snow by a lake.
Having a good holiday?
I'm so sorry. I don't understand what's happening.
You don't need to understand it. You need to appreciate it.
Oh, I do. I appreciate it so much. But this ends now, right? I mean, we both know this Christmas can't last forever. Am I right?
You want to go back to New York?
Yes, I do.
What's the hurry?
Well, for one thing, it's 2011 here, and there's no way I'm going back to medical school. So if we could just turn this train around, that'd be great.
He leans back.
Whatever you say! Ticket, please.
She smiles and pulls out her ticket, then pauses. It is still half blank.
Still blank?
Not that I shall do without that ticket. Rules of the rails.
So what do I do?
You need to put things right. Before Christmas Eve, I'd imagine. That's the way these things usually work out.
He smiles faintly.
Ticket clock and all.
Or what? Or what? I'm stuck here forever? Okay, I have to put something right.
He raises an eyebrow.
Tyler's proposal. Wait, am I supposed to say yes this time? Because, you know, last time I said no, which just felt right, given where we were in our lives. But now, I don't know. Is that it? That's it.
Shepherd's Ferry! Next stop.
He stands and walks down the train.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
She watches him go. The train pulls into the station. It has a wreath on the front of the engine. She slowly gets off the train and looks around before taking the last step off the train. As she takes the last step, her clothes shimmer and turn into a white turtleneck and a blue coat tied around her. She looks down and spins around. She looks up and sees Santa's workshop at the Christmas tree farm. She turns back to the train, but it has disappeared. She frowns and slowly turns back to the workshop. Ben fixes a giant nutcracker.
There you go, buddy. Home! Where did you come from? The sun's barely up. What are you doing here?
If I knew, I would tell you, honestly. Friend of yours?
Oh, yeah, back from the repair shop. Freak walnut cracking accident? You do not want to know.
I'll take your word for it.
And I'm here because I promised Aunt Myrt a tree impressive enough for a party.
Uh-huh.
Nothing yet, but there's another shipment coming, so we'll see. Is there something on your mind?
Oh, so much.
Okay, well, if you need a friendly ear, we got time.
Gestures to Nutcracker.
It's going to sound absolutely crazy. Totally insane. Maybe that's what's happening. I've lost my mind.
Okay, now you have my attention.
You know what? We're not even close anymore because you moved from Boston to Manhattan and you didn't even call me.
What?
Oh, but I have to tell somebody. I have to tell somebody because... Wait a second. A train dropped me off here. Maybe that's a sign. I'm supposed to tell you.
Angie, you can tell me anything. Remember when you parked the principal's motorcycle in his office? How did you do that? Anyway.
The car club did it. It was just my idea to take the handlebars off and then roll it in and put it back together in there.
This is genius.
I know. So great.
My point is, who didn't turn you into school police? Huh? This guy. Also, who didn't rat you out when you skipped class to go see Spider-Man?
That's because you came with me.
Right. Is this true? Well, because we have the same taste in movies.
Yeah, and music, and ice cream.
Yeah. Well, except for your weird sprinkle obsession. I
would
never
understand
that. What's
your point? Don't talk about
sprinkles. My point is, you can trust me.
He smiles.
So, whatever you want to say, just blurt it out.
I'm from the future.
And you're here to terminate me?
Ben, be serious.
What? You started it.
Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. It's totally true. I am from the future.
She spreads her arms.
And that's like a metaphor for...
No, Ben, stay with me. Okay, I got on a train to Yonkers last night, and the year was 2021. Instead of Yonkers, it dropped me off here and now. This was a mistake.
No. Wait, hold on. Tell me again, slowly. And over food?
You always think about food.
Oh, are you not hungry?
She grabs her head. Dad mixes batter. Tyler walks in.
Morning.
Hey, Tyler. How'd you sleep?
Oh, just fine.
He looks down at the dog, who sits.
Boomer keeps following me around everywhere.
He likes you.
Dad smiles.
French toast?
I hear it's world famous. Sure, yeah, hook me up. Haven't seen Angie yet.
She's up and out already this morning. Always the early bird.
Actually, that gives me a chance to ask you something.
Oh, yeah?
About me and your daughter.
And what might that be?
Tyler smiles.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Can we go back to the part where I'm the incredibly successful corporate lawyer in New York? I thought I was going to go on a family law.
I know, but somewhere along the way that changes, and I don't know how.
That's all I ever wanted to do. You know how important family is to me. I can't imagine changing my mind about that.
Ugh, man, I know how this sounds. God, I wish there was a way I could prove it. I mean...
Show me your driver's license. Is it a hologram? Are you about to pop up in 3D like Princess Leia?
He grins.
Come on, say, help me, Ben Lee.
You're enjoying this, aren't you? It's 10 years, Ben, not 1,000. And no, I don't have it, because when I woke up here, everything was as it was. Like, look at this phone. I mean, it's practically an antique.
An antique? That's the latest model. That's newer than mine.
He frowns.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. There probably are a couple upgrades.
Yeah, they get bigger.
That doesn't... Oh, thank you.
They get menus.
Well, let's get some food. Ooh, tell me what I'm going to order.
Ben, I don't remember everything. Do you remember what you had for breakfast 10 years ago?
Pancakes, bacon, orange juice.
Okay.
It's because I have that every morning.
Oh, jeez.
What the old you used to love that about me?
She leans her head on her hand and nods.
Ooh, the New York Giants win the Super Bowl.
No.
Yep.
No, against Brady and the Pats? No, they're undefeated.
But it's not pretty, trust me.
Oh, so I'm supposed to wait around until then to see if you're right?
Okay. We make gingerbread houses tonight.
Yep, your mom invited me over.
But I knew that.
Well, she always invites me over. That's no mystery.
Wait a second. You choke on a gumdrop today, and I save your life.
Well, I would hope so. You're in med school. It's like a job.
Ben, it's not that I save your life. It's that I know that you choke.
Oh, okay. Wait, what if I don't now that you told me?
You will.
Or will I?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have the power to change the future.
Use it wisely.
He raises his eyebrows and follows her.
I put a lot of work into it, but, I finally sent in my audition tape, and now I wait.
It's national news, so even an interview would be amazing.
I don't understand any of that, but I would certainly hire you if I had a network.
Maybe we'll get one for Christmas, Mom. It's never too late.
Perhaps.
Eventually, I'm going to need a catchphrase, something memorable like,
when you can't get enough sports, I've got more.
Hey, that's good. It's not good.
No, it's close, but...
Why don't you think about it? It might grow on you. Hey, where's Dad?
I don't know. He's around here somewhere. He's probably shoveling the sidewalk or cleaning the attic or something. He needs his alone time right now.
And missing this? That's not like him.
Your father's his own man. Don't ask me to explain him.
Hey, does anyone want gumdrops? Gumdrop? Anyone? They are delicious.
No, we're good. Why don't you have one?
Oh, maybe I will.
Tyler frowns.
No.
No?
Or, yes. No. Maybe later.
What is up with you two?
That's just Ben being Ben. He thinks he's funny.
You always thought I was funny. The senior play, I can still hear you laughing.
That's because your pants fell down during your big speech. Who knew George Washington had SpongeBob boxers?
Okay. It was laundry day.
Honestly, you guys. They've been like this forever.
Yeah, please ignore him.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Henrik?
Good.
Yeah.
He's a one-kid construction crew.
Imagine what he could accomplish with a brother or sister.
We all heard him ask Santa.
Kristen and Peter look down.
Hey, bud, how about a candy cane fence?
Ben touches his throat.
Ben, are you okay?
He nods and points at his throat.
I think he's choking.
What are you choking on, Ben?
What do we do? Hit him on the back?
He's definitely choking.
Gumdrops! The gumdrops!
Oh, is it the gumdrops?
What do you want?
Hit him on the back!
Hit him on the back! No, I think you have to...
Andy,
are you choking?
He nods. Angie gives him the Heimlich maneuver. The gumdrop shoots out and hits Tyler on the face. Tyler gags. Angie puts her hand on her hip.
Thank you.
That's a relief. Who could have seen that coming?
Right? It's like you'd have to be from the future.
Angie glares at Ben and eats a gumdrop.
Gross.
Tyler wipes off his chin.
I told you!
Okay, so you have until Christmas Day, or what, you're stuck here?
Well, you said Christmas Eve, but I think all I have to do to fix it is say yes tonight.
Say yes to what?
To Tyler's proposal. Last time I said no.
Ben blinks and frowns.
You're saying...
you don't know that yet.
You're gonna marry Tyler? I mean, are you sure that's what you want?
What, is that such a wild idea?
Well, I kind of thought that...
What? What'd you think?
I thought that...
Oh, you and me. Oh, Ben. If everyone who loved Coldplay and lasagna wound up together. Besides, we tried dating.
Pushes his shoulder.
Well, you didn't really take it seriously.
Are you joking me? You didn't take it seriously.
Tyler pokes his head around the corner. He looks around, sneaks to the window, and pulls open the curtain to see them.
Not that one's for us, right, Ben?
He grimaces. Kristen sees him.
If you're worried, don't be.
Not worried.
Okay. But if you are.
He glances at Kristen and answers his phone.
Tyler Grant? Hey, yeah, I've been hoping to hear from you. So you think the entire Christmas universe arranged all of this so you can come back and marry Tyler?
Well, nothing else makes sense.
And you think that makes sense?
Yes. Tonight, he took me to Donovan. Well, no, sorry. He takes me to Donovan. You know what I mean.
Yeah, expensive. I'm impressed. All right, like, I will be impressed. But now you have me doing it.
So he's gonna take me there, and he puts a ring in my champagne glass?
Cliche, but sorry.
I think it's sweet. So I'm gonna say yes, and then I think everything should just go back to normal.
Sure, as if anything with you is ever normal.
You see, this is why we never worked out.
She shakes her head and puts her hands on her hips. Ben frowns and shakes his head. Tyler and Angie eat at a fancy restaurant.
So, how was your meal?
I mean, amazing. All 7 courses. Gosh, I forgot how good the food was here.
Have you been here before?
No, I just mean from the reviews. You know what? I can honestly say I've only ever been here with you.
Oh, good. Because I want tonight to be special.
Oh?
He waves to a waiter.
I told you there was a reason for this dinner tonight. A surprise.
Oh, I wonder what it could
be. She looks into her glass. There is no ring and her smile fades.
No, but seriously, what is it? Because this is just champagne.
Yeah, to celebrate... my new job.
She squints.
You what?
Angie, they called me this afternoon while you were out in the snow with Santa. They loved my audition tapes, my interviews, my catchphrase. Well, your catchphrase.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they did. You'll develop a whole show around it someday in the future.
I'm going from local to national. I mean, can you believe
that? I cannot.
Shakes her head.
I'm very happy for you, Tyler. That's wonderful.
There's only one catch. I do have to go to the city first thing tomorrow to seal the deal.
She frowns.
You're leaving?
Just for the day. But what a reason to celebrate, right?
He raises his glass to toast.
I mean, bet you didn't see that one coming tonight, huh?
I did not. At all.
She glares into her glass.
Oh, that's good.
She chugs her champagne down. Angie's family's house lit up with Christmas lights at night. A fire burns low. Angie ties ribbon bows.
Hey, honey. Tyler's packing upstairs. Is everything okay?
Yeah, he got that job, the promotion that he wanted. He's gotta go sign contracts, but he'll be back for Aunt Mart's party.
He wouldn't want to miss that. And the sing-along, and the lighting of the star.
Evelyn spreads her hands.
Did you two have a nice time tonight?
Angie looks up sharply.
It wasn't exactly what I expected, but yeah, it was nice. I need your finger.
Oh.
She puts her finger on the bow.
Your sister just put Henrik to bed. That boy has so much energy. Hi, there were 2 of them.
No, she's not. She can't be.
No.
Right, yeah.
Evelyn sadly looks down.
They've been trying for a long time. In vitro. She didn't tell you?
No.
Well, between you and me, it's not going so well.
She purses her lips.
I'm sure she's just trying to find the right time to tell you.
Yeah.
Angie frowns and nods, then looks at her mom.
How about you, Mom? Everything okay with you and Dad?
Why do you ask?
don't know. He's very distant this year. He's always off doing something.
Yeah, that's just him right now. You know, we'll be fine.
She smiles.
The season brings up a lot of things and people.
Angie looks away. She sees a picture of her mom and dad. Her mom wears the coral dress from her closet. She shows the picture to her mom.
Look at that. Dreams we have when we're young just sometimes don't turn out the way we'd hoped.
Angie frowns at the picture, then startles.
That's the dress in my closet.
Yeah, I put some of my old things in there. I hope you don't mind.
You look the same, Mom.
Evelyn raises her eyebrows and tilts her head.
Wouldn't it be nice if some things stayed the same?
I love you, Mom.
Evelyn smiles and sighs. They hug.
Love you. Love you.
Angie squints in thought.
Where's Henrik?
He's out like a light.
Oh.
Kristen smiles.
I spoke to the doctor.
Her face goes still.
You're only telling me this now?
He called right before dinner. This is the first chance we've had to talk.
Okay, and?
Angie walks by their door and eavesdrops.
The two remaining embryos didn't make it to day five.
Kristen looks down.
And those were all we had.
Her chin trembles.
So that's it?
He wants us to come in after the holidays to discuss next steps.
She starts to cry.
Oh, Peter. It feels like the end of the road.
It's not the end. Not necessarily.
It was so easy with Henrik. Why is it so hard now?
Angie walks away. Kristen turns and sees her. Kristen glances at Peter and goes after Angie. Angie tries to get into bed, but Kristen walks in.
You heard.
Did not mean to eavesdrop. Kristen, I'm so sorry.
So are we.
I could have helped. I'm a doctor at a major Manhattan hospital with connections and relationships.
You're only a med student.
Angie freezes.
Right. My point is, why didn't you tell me what you were going through?
We've never had that kind of relationship, the sister thing, where we do each other's hair, talk about boys, heartaches, all that.
Crosses arms.
But that's not us?
Come on, Angie. You've never taken the time to ask about my life. It's always been about yours, which I admit is more interesting.
She shrugs.
Oh, that's really how you see me? I mean, if I was busy during med school and interest...
There's a disconnect. Like with Tyler. If it hadn't been for Mom, I wouldn't have known till you showed up with him.
Right.
Angie blinks and looks down.
Is he the one, you think?
He was gonna propose tonight. At least I thought he was.
But he didn't?
Kristen frowns.
He didn't. Anyway, no, we're talking about you.
Angie stands.
I am gonna try really hard, promise, to be a better sister.
Kristen gives a small smile and turns to go, then turns back.
Maybe it's because of Ben. Why he didn't propose. He sees how you two are with each other.
Puts her hands on her hips.
I think Tyler's jealous.
It's pretty obvious. Ben's good-looking, funny, single.
He's fine.
You've been friends forever. It wouldn't be a problem if he had a girlfriend. He doesn't.
Kristen shrugs and leaves. Angie stares after her.
But he could.
She frowns in thought. A large house.
Okay, hopefully this tree will do.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. Ben, you remember Chloe?
Of course. Hi.
Hey. So I hear we're dating.
That is what Angie tells me.
Angie nods.
If that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I have a cute date for the Christmas party, plus Angie said I could stay in her apartment for a week while she's away for the summer, so honestly, a couple of days pretending is totally worth it for me.
Okay.
Sorry, I know this is really strange, you guys, but it's really going to help me out a lot.
Yeah. Are you sure that the reason Tyler didn't propose the other night is me?
Yeah. It's crazy, right? I mean, I think he's just, you know, we've always been friends. We'll always be friends. Until you move to Manhattan, you don't call me for 6 months.
I would never do that.
But you do. Anyway, I think that if you had a girlfriend, he'd be less threatened. Enter.
Chloe! Okay, so I'm feeling like for the Christmas party, we could do a little matchy-matchy, cute little color coordination, and then for New Year's Eve, maybe
okay.
You could go metallic.
Whoa, okay, no, sorry.
Tilt's head.
I kind of thought this was, like, only for the week.
Oh, we'll see about that.
What? Show me where this goes.
Okay, right this way, boyfriend. Can I call you that? Should I just stick with Ben? Benny? Benji! Oh, good thing I took that improv class last semester, right?
You are getting a kick out of this, aren't you?
So very much. I can't carry this by myself.
Large tree.
Oh.
All right.
No, it didn't break. Okay, I'm gonna let you.
Oh, this looks like an important one.
Front and center.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were dating.
Oh, it's a new thing. I don't think it's serious, Aunt Mert.
Funny, you. I always thought you and Ben would wind up together.
You too. Maybe I need to get us T-shirts that say just friends.
The very best relationships start out that way. My late husband was my best friend before we were married.
What's in this guy?
Oh, be careful with that box. Those ornaments are from my honeymoon in Austria. Absolutely irreplaceable.
Okay, I didn't... Kid gloves.
Kid ornament.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
Aunt Mert glares.
She's kidding, right?
She winks and laughs. Angie and her dad with lots of bags.
Gosh, Mom really needs all this stuff.
I know, we probably gift wrapped the whole town, couldn't we?
Yeah, seriously.
You know, your mom, she loves this stuff. Better too much than not enough.
But I thought she was going to come with us so that we could go to lunch after.
He looks away.
We tend to split up the errands these days.
Well, yeah, I noticed. What's up with that? You two were connected at the hip all the time.
You know, Angie, when you've been together as long as your mother and I have, things change. Small stuff starts to matter. She likes romantic comedies. I like mysteries. I like going out. She likes staying in. It's to be expected. So you bend, bargain, you adjust. I did think things would be a little different, though, once you two kids left the house. Get back to being just us again.
He looks down.
Nothing for you to worry about, though.
Angie frowns and he boops her nose.
Are you sure, Dad?
She leans towards him.
You know what? I think I left my wallet at the store. I'll be right back, honey.
He pats his coat and walks off.
How did I not see this before?
She frowns and gets in the car. When she shuts the door, she appears on the train.
Hey there.
She rolls her eyes.
You have got to stop doing that.
Let's go home with your ticket.
She pulls it out and sighs.
Ugh.
Still no.
Please, you have to help me. Look, I admit, it was wonderful at first. A Christmas miracle. But nothing's what I remember. I mean, Kristen and I aren't close, and Mom and Dad, they're drifting apart, and Tyler hasn't proposed. Ben is being Ben. Please, you have to help me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but it's not up to me.
He shrugs.
Well, would you look at that? Shepherd's Ferry.
Again?
This is Christmas time. Give it a go.
He smiles. She stares at him helplessly.
Tyler, I'm so glad you made it back in time for the White Elephant.
I'm so happy to be back for it. Can someone explain how this works?
Yeah, it's a White Elephant gift exchange.
A Reynolds family tradition.
Yeah, we all bought gifts. Silly things or something someone's given us, and we all open them in turn, and then so we can either keep what we got, or we can trade it with someone else.
Right, until absolutely no one is happy with what they have.
You'll get the hang of it, but until then, you guys have to eat some cookies because I've been baking all day.
Nobody bakes like you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
She lifts her chin.
Here you go.
Oh, such a provider. Oh, isn't my boyfriend just the sweetest? Any day now, he's probably going to pop a question. Right, sweetie?
I'm learning that pretty much anything is possible.
How about that?
This is my contribution. Angie?
Thank you, sis.
Angie wiggles her shoulders and opens the gift.
Isn't funny?
Oh my gosh. Ben, it's the Frosty the Snowman jewelry box.
I thought it was from Kristen. Oh, I found it in the attic when I was pulling down the ornaments. Sorry if...
Oh, no, I gave that to Angie, like, way back when.
How long ago?
Well, here's a hint. Used to hold my candy jewelry.
A candy bracelet.
Is that all that's in there?
Yeah, just the bracelet. Why?
Shakes his head.
Okay, who's next?
Tyler looks between Angie and Ben.
We win.
We won. You know what?
All right.
Almost beat you.
You ladies picked a bad day for a snowball fight.
The old flamethrower's feeling pretty good today.
All right, well, we'll see about that.
Well.
Peter picks up snow and makes a ball.
This is your last chance to back out, ladies.
I feel like there should be some penalty for trash talk.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's all right with you guys, I'd like to throw the first pitch.
Oh, a sports reference. I love it.
Here we go.
Tyler pitches to Angie and the snowball crumbles to reveal a box.
Angie?
What is this?
Playing that hockey game was the best thing I ever did.
You got a concussion.
Yeah, I did. And it brought me right to you.
Ben looks down.
Angie, you make a great team.
Yeah?
We're like the Miami Dolphins in 72.
That great, huh?
That great. And I want us to go on forever.
like the Patriots in 07.
No, I get it. You do.
So?
Her eyes widen.
Oh, so, I think you're supposed to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, right, of course.
What's happening?
Tyler kneels.
Spoke to your dad the other day.
He's cool with it.
Angie waves her hands.
And?
Angie, will you marry me?
Yes! Yes, I will! I thought you'd never ask!
We're getting married! Hey, drinks on me, you guys.
Angie pulls out her ticket. It is still half blank. Her face falls and Ben walks up.
Hey.
She spins around.
I just want to say all I want is for you to be happy. And if that's, you know, Tyler or whoever, I am there for you. I'll always be there for you.
Thanks, Ben.
She pats his arm and nods.
How's your ticket? No return date?
I don't understand. Tyler proposed, but it's still blank.
Maybe...
You guys, it's cold out here. Come on, let's go celebrate.
She smiles and runs up to Tyler. Ben sighs and follows them. Dad leans a ladder against the roof.
These newfangled lights keep burning out faster than I can keep up with them.
Are you sure you don't want me to do that for you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm an old hand at this.
Evelyn washes the dishes.
Hey, Mom, should Dad be doing that?
Her jaw stiffens.
Have you tried talking to your father lately?
Angie purses her lips.
I'm worried about you two.
Angie, leave it alone. We're fine, or we will be. Let's talk about you. You just got engaged.
No, don't change the subject. I'm serious. When did this start?
Evelyn looks into the distance.
I don't know. With you girls grown and gone, we had to talk to each other, and I guess after all this time, we're discovering there isn't really that much more to say.
Well, you never know it from this picture.
She grabs the photo with her mom in the dress.
It's so happy here. Where was this?
Aunt Mert's first Christmas party. It's where I met your father.
How did I not know that? That's where you guys met?
It was such a romantic evening. Mert had hired these Victorian carolers, and your father was so handsome. It wasn't just that. It was the way he looked at me.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Evelyn smiles and looks at the tree.
We danced to the light of the Christmas tree, all those colors.
Angie smiles. Evelyn looks down.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could turn back the clock? And do it all over again.
Angie raises her eyebrows and nods.
Yes, it would.
She smiles. She goes outside to Tyler by the ladder.
Hey. Where's my father?
Oh, he's up there somewhere. Said he needed to check something on the other side of the house.
Well, he's gonna break his neck one Christmas. Oh, wait. No, he's not. Thank goodness.
Hey, you know who needs a break? We do. You know, this is all fun, but we need some alone time, you know? Just the two of us. Away from... everything.
Oh.
I don't want to bring this up in front of everyone, but...
What's that?
Two tickets to Barcelona.
Like Spain, Barcelona?
Say yes, and we leave in the morning.
But Aunt Mert's party is tomorrow, and I have been traveling a lot.
That's an annual thing, you said, right? So, you know, does it really matter if you miss one year?
Let me explain. So this is, like, an important family thing.
Okay.
He looks down at the tickets.
Let me see if I can change the tickets for the next day, if that works. We just have to be there on Christmas. There's this big soccer match.
In December?
It's a charity thing, indoors, teams from all over the world. The network asked me to cover it. And I said yes, if they would let me take you.
Okay, so this is about work?
No, this is about us.
Oh.
Yes, with some work tossed in, but this is a chance for us to celebrate our engagement.
She winces and shrugs.
And for me to prove what I can do. Look, Angie, when we're married, this is something we're gonna have to do a lot. You know, I'm gonna have to cover the stories wherever they take me.
Right.
And I want you with me.
What about my career?
Yeah, of course there's your career, but, you know, we'll make it work. Compromises both ways. So, what do you say?
Holds up the tickets.
Hey, guys.
They look up and he hides the tickets.
Grab that ladder for me.
Yep.
She frowns and wraps her arms around herself. Tyler stands by a bench.
Sure, absolutely. Yes, sir. We are flying out tomorrow on Christmas Eve, and I've got the whole crew standing by in Barcelona right now.
He's very good looking, your fiancé.
But is he always so busy?
Yeah, work is his passion.
And where do you fit in?
I know how it looks, Aunt Mer, but, you know, I'm going to be just as busy at the hospital. I mean, in medical school, so, you know, we'll both be busy.
And yet, knowing you... you will always find the time for personal life, yes?
Mert frowns.
Life is more than work.
Yeah, it should be.
But does he feel that way?
Angie raises her eyebrows and looks down.
I am so sorry about that.
No problem. Angie's been telling me all that you've been up to.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a showcase for the top European soccer leagues. Premier League in England, of course. Germany's Bundesliga, La Liga in Spain. We've got teams from Italy and from France. And there I go again.
They all smile.
So, where were we?
You were about to tell me why we're meeting.
Yes.
I still have so many gifts to wrap and so much to get done before the party tonight. Or rather, my staff does.
Well, from what I understand, my parents actually met at your very first Christmas party.
Yes. Oh, what a story that was. I think it was fate. You know how some people just naturally belong together? And some people...
Her smile fades as Tyler checks his phone.
No, I'm just going to ignore this, sorry.
Some people, you have to kind of make it work, you know?
Yeah. Okay, there it goes again.
You know what, I'm just going to very quickly, I'm so sorry. Tyler Grant? Yes?
I wanted to give them that night again as a Christmas present, just like recreate it as closely as I can.
Oh, what a lovely idea. How can I help?
Well, I made a list of all the songs that Mom remembers. By the way, Mom and Dad have no idea that I'm doing this. And I was hoping you could get those Victorian carolers that Mom loved so much.
After 30 years?
She leans back.
I'll see what I can do. But they were not young when your parents met. They're filing for Medicare now. Oh, gosh.
Aunt Mert leans in.
Is there a reason for this?
Angie sighs and looks down.
I think they could use a reminder.
Of what's special about Christmas?
What's special about their relationship?
Angie, you are a wonderful girl.
Thanks, Aunt Merton.
Older than your years.
Angie freezes, wide-eyed.
What do you mean?
There's something different about you this holiday.
Oh, yeah?
I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's a confidence.
Angie takes a bite of cake.
It's probably the cake.
Angie shrugs and Aunt Mert laughs. Sign, welcome.
Tyler, you're such a dear for carrying those to the car for me.
It's no problem at all.
Good, good. Have your keys?
Oh, thank
you.
There's
the white one right down there.
Got it.
And if you wouldn't mind.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem.
Many presents.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing this, Aunt Mert.
Aunt Mert. Oh, my God. I love that so much. I always have. You know, family means everything. Even if it's this town, the family you choose, right?
Kisses her cheek.
See you tonight.
Yeah, okay, tonight.
Angie blinks, then turns as Ben walks up.
Hey.
Hey.
You going to lunch?
I'm getting sandwiches for the elves.
Oh.
Apparently, they can't live on candy canes alone.
No, I don't suppose they could.
Are you alone? The boyfriend deserts you?
No.
No, don't tell me you broke up.
He's helping Aunt Mert with some packages, okay?
Oh, what a regular Boy Scout.
Tilts her head.
Do you have any plans to go back? And by go back, I mean, like, you know, really go back?
I'm working on it.
She drums her fingers on a notebook.
Well, hey, if you happen to remember any winning lottery numbers before you go.
That's a great idea. Hey, Ben, if you could go back in time, is there anything that you would change?
Yeah, maybe one thing.
Really? What is it?
It's personal.
Leans forward.
Yeah, between me and Frosty, so.
She blinks.
I'll see you around.
She frowns.
Frosty. No wonder he's single.
Kristen dresses Henrik in a dress shirt.
You really think your plan will work? Will they even remember?
Past you, or in 8 years.
What's gonna happen in 8 years? That's freakily specific.
It's statistics, because once you see the cracks in a marriage, bad things happen.
You've been acting very odd this whole trip.
Oh, have I?
She gets Henrik's jacket.
Oh, I see what's happening.
You do?
You're working too hard. It's the stress of med school.
Angie nods.
Yep, you figured it out. You're so good.
Okay, sport. You're ready. My turn.
Oh. Tyler in a suit.
Oh.
Who's ready for some holiday cheer?
Looking like that, I'd guess every woman in Shepherd's Ferry.
Tyler smiles.
I've never felt more underdressed in my life.
Oh, no rush. I always like to be camera ready, just in case. So... what's the plan?
I'm going to finish getting ready. You're going to go ahead with everyone else, and I'll come later with Mom.
She won't be suspicious we're going separately.
Nope. Not the way I have it planned.
Oh, how you doing, Mom?
I cannot find the dress I was supposed to wear tonight.
Oh, maybe you sent it to the cleaners.
I did, but I am sure I got it back, and I have no idea what happened to it.
Looks in closet.
Yeah. Well, that is very odd.
Angie shrugs.
Why don't you wear something else?
I have nothing that's appropriate or fancy enough.
I have an idea.
Angie pulls the old coral dress out of the closet.
Huh?
Angie, that's 35 years old.
It's perfect.
Angie hands it to her. She holds it up in front of herself in the mirror.
I'm gonna look stunning in it. You wear that tonight, you will be the hit of the party.
Holds up her hair.
It's the season to be jolly.
Thank you. Isn't this incredible? She always outdoes herself.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, George? You look as young and as handsome as the first time we met.
Oh, you are a good guy.
He smiles.
Wait a minute, are these the carolers, the same ones from the...
Some of them, yes, from the very first party. You remembered? Oh, they're just wonderful.
Mert smiles.
Tyler, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, it's good to see you too. Thank you for including me.
And without your phone.
He purses his lips and shakes his head.
I got dressed.
You most certainly did.
She crouches and Henrik walks over.
I have a surprise for you, young man. Why don't you go and have a look at the very special centerpiece in the dining room?
Oh, we don't run in the house, Henrik.
Kristen and Peter follow him.
Where are Evelyn and Angie?
Oh, they'll be along.
Yeah, something about a dress mix-up or something.
Well, in that case, you two will be my arm candy till they get here.
A large gingerbread and candy centerpiece.
Wow, that is quite the spread.
Wow.
It's my house, look.
We see. How about that?
You know, I thought that looked familiar. Kid's a natural.
Quite the honor. No wonder we all love that woman.
Peter nods.
Another winner, Mert. It's like always.
Thank you. I look forward to this party every single year. Tyler, do you know George actually met Evelyn here? Didn't you, George?
As a matter of fact, I did, yeah. No, no, I think I was standing right here at the time, too.
Good memories?
Now that I think about it, the best. It was a lonely holiday for me, if you remember, and I was about to spend another Christmas alone. I was saying goodbye to everybody. Clock struck 9, and I remember turning.
As he turns, Evelyn walks in the coral dress with her hair pinned up.
And there she was.
They gaze at each other. Evelyn smiles and walks towards him. He blinks. Tyler watches with a smile. Angie watches from the doorway.
George Reynolds, have you met Evelyn Marshall?
I don't believe I've had the pleasure. Evelyn, is it?
Yes, Mr. Reynolds.
Please call me George, or I'm afraid I won't answer you. You look gorgeous.
Can you believe that this is the dress that I wore the day that I met you?
I know.
He looks her up and down.
You're still the prettiest girl in the room. In any room.
You're not so bad yourself.
They smile softly at each other. She looks down at herself.
Hey.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Evelyn spins.
Looks like the spark is alive and well. Good work.
She holds his arm.
Thanks.
He does a double take. Tyler frowns at them and begins to walk over but checks his phone instead.
Tyler Grant.
Attention, everybody. Thank you.
She takes a cup and spoon.
I would like to welcome you all to my annual Christmas party. Now, I'm not one for speeches, and you all know that. But tonight, I would like to propose a toast. Our dear, dear friend, Angie Reynolds. Come here, Angie.
Angie smiles tightly and walks forward.
Angie has come back to us tonight from medical school, and she brought with her her fiancé, Mr. Tyler Grant.
They look around the room as the guests applaud.
Where is he?
Angie mouths, I don't know. Chloe mimes a phone call. Angie walks outside. Aunt Mert winces.
Absolutely, sure. All right, bye-bye.
He turns to her.
Hey.
Hey, you missed Aunt Mert's speech to us.
Oh, shoot. Let me make it up to you. I'm gonna grab us some wine, and we can have our own tips.
Tyler, this is a really important night for us.
It's just family, you know, they understand.
Just family?
Don't move. I'll be right back.
She crosses her arms and hunches her shoulders. Tyler leaves her in the garden. Ben walks over. She smiles and rubs her arms.
Hey.
Hey, you okay?
She frowns.
Honestly, I don't know.
Ben takes off his jacket and puts it on her shoulders. She smiles.
Thanks.
He brushes off the shoulders.
Where's Chloe?
That is a tragic Hollywood story. Boy meets girl, boy fake dates girl, boy and girl fake breakup.
Oh, I'm so fake sorry to hear that.
I appreciate it. But, her father has a law firm in Boston. Mergers and acquisitions, it's big time. And get my degree in a year, and she says she's gonna put in a good word for me, so...
No, Ben, family law's where your heart's always been.
I kind of feel like my heart's always been... somewhere else.
He raises his eyebrows at her.
Angie, come on in, you have to see this.
Oh.
Angie pats Ben on the arm and walks away. He looks around for a moment and then follows her in. Aunt Mert, the carolers, and the guests watch Angie's dad play the piano as he gazes lovingly up at Evelyn. Evelyn smiles and pats his cheek. He grins. Angie and Ben come in. Aunt Mert and Angie smile at each other. Her parents smile. She looks back at Ben and they nod happily. Her dad grins as he finishes the song. Everyone claps as they kiss. Kristen tears up as she watches Henrik talk to a little girl next to the Christmas tree. Peter puts an arm around her.
We're gonna be okay.
I hope so.
He kisses the top of her head. Back at home, Kristen and Angie sit on the stairs in pajamas and watch with their mouths open as their parents dance in the living room.
Let's go. We haven't danced like this in years.
He grins and shakes his head.
No time has passed at all.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I'm afraid we've forgotten how to connect.
No, just didn't know how to talk to you about it, and you know how hard it is for me to open up. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's no one's fault. It's just relationships need tending, and we haven't been paying attention.
We can still fix that, though, right?
We want to. I do.
I do, too.
They touch foreheads and then smile at each other.
I've missed you so much.
And give me another chance. And you'll never have to miss me again.
They kiss gently. The dog watches them and lays down under the tree. Evelyn smiles as he swings her around.
I want a relationship like that. You have it all, Kristen. I hope you know that.
And I'm so grateful for Peter, for Henrik.
They lay on Angie's bed.
We've decided not to pursue the IVF anymore. After a year of disappointment, we can't go through it again.
Angie sits up.
Oh, Kristen. Is it the money?
We're just tired. Yeah. The whole process is so stressful.
Kristen wipes her eyes and sits up.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Kristen nods and Angie smiles.
Can I offer you some advice, sister to sister? There are other options. We never know what the future holds. Well, as it happens, I do. And I happen to know that, there's a very special little girl out there waiting for you and Peter. It may take a few years, but she will be worth the wait.
I actually believe you.
Kristen smiles.
Thanks for that.
I'm really sorry, Kristen. I'm sorry I didn't know. That I didn't ask.
Kristen sighs and lays back down with a smile.
Hanging with you this week has actually been fun.
Angie smiles and lays down.
Maybe because things have been so hard.
Yeah. I'm gonna visit more, okay? Henrik's growing way too fast.
Please, just a phone call once in a while.
Oh, I get it.
Email.
I get it.
Text. Or carrier pigeon.
They giggle side by side.
You know what the best part of this Christmas is?
Tyler's proposal.
You and me. Here. Right now.
Angie leans against Kristen.
Me too.
The silver jewelry box with a picture of Frosty the Snowman sits on a bedside table.
Between me and Frosty.
Angie frowns at it.
Do you know what that means, Boomer?
She hugs the dog. She turns out her lamp and appears in the train. The ticket seller waves.
Hey, what did he mean by that?
Are you asking me? I don't know the man.
So, Ben, always talking in riddles. It's very frustrating.
Oh. friends a long time, I take it.
Oh, yeah, since grade school. I mean, until I moved to Manhattan, we did everything together. We took family vacations together, shared our plans for our future. We finished each other's sentences. I mean, it was... Actually, it was kind of wonderful.
But now there's Tyler.
Her smile fades.
Right. Tyler.
She nods and leans back to look out the window with a blank expression. The family house in the snow in the morning. The dog licks Angie's face in bed. An alarm clock reads 7:30, Saturday the 24th. Angie frowns at the dog and sits up. She smacks the alarm clock and looks at her ticket, which is still half blank.
If it wasn't Tyler, it wasn't Mom and Dad, and it wasn't Kristen.
What is it, Boomer?
Gosh, if I don't figure this out soon, I'm gonna be stuck here forever. Yes?
Hey, sleepyhead. Get up, get dressed. We got a taxi on the way.
She frowns.
Barcelona?
Right, okay, right, okay.
Nice PJs.
She wears a maroon PJ set.
Hey, is everything okay?
She touches the frosty box.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Tyler sits down with wide eyes.
You're not going.
He deflates and looks down.
You're an amazing man.
Oh, nothing good ever falls into sentence like that. Look, if the timing's not right, you can take a break.
Oh.
You have your school. I can focus on the career. You know, we'll put this on hold a while.
Yeah, we could do that. We could, but it wouldn't work.
How do you know?
I know. And knowing what I know, I can't marry you.
He blows a puff of air.
You can't marry me.
I'm so sorry. For the longest time, I thought you were the one. I thought, God, if I just said yes, then my life would be perfect.
It would be. Angie.
No, I was wrong. Aunt Mert said it, you know, some people, they just belong together.
She shrugs.
That isn't us. We're not a match.
He blinks and looks down.
I guess we never were.
But I really thought we were it.
She sighs.
That's what makes this so hard. You deserve a woman who loves you just as much.
She smiles.
You have such an incredible life ahead, and an incredible woman to meet.
I don't want to meet an incredible woman. I want you.
She tilts her head.
Okay, that didn't come out right.
It's fine. Really, it's gonna be okay. Now go. I'll miss your plane or your taxi.
He chuckles. She rubs his arm. He mouths, okay, nods, and gets up.
Bye.
He smiles wistfully at her and turns to go. She frowns, sighs, then raises her eyebrows and turns to the frosty box.
Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
Not only...
Do you girls remember coming here when you were little? Every Christmas Eve, how excited you get waiting for the light to star on top of the tree?
We loved it.
But we were so nervous that we would miss Santa and he wouldn't be able to find us, remember?
We always did.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much. I hope all your Christmas wishes come true. I know mine has.
Evelyn smiles up at George and they kiss. Peter, Kristen and Angie smile. Henrik steps forward and looks up at the tree. George kneels by him.
Can you feel it?
You will, Grandpa.
It's coming. You'll see.
It's getting close.
Yeah, it's about time.
A large star on top of the tree lights up. Henrik gasps and everyone applauds.
It's every time, every time.
Aunt Mert and Chloe hug.
Knew this was my favorite Christmas. Just never knew why until this moment.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Just, you know, I've been focusing too much on things that don't matter in the long run, when this whole time, everything I needed was just a short train ride away. My family.
Well, you got it, sweetheart. And you always will.
What more could I ask for?
Hot chocolate, maybe? Who's up for it? On me. Let's see hands.
Me!
Come on with me, sport. You can pay for it. You got a 20 on you?
Angie and Kristen link arms and gaze at the tree.
So, I wish it had worked out for you this trip, Tyler and all.
Thanks. We weren't meant to be. It took me a while to realize that, but it's so clear now. There's nothing more I could ask for this Christmas.
Kristen smiles at her.
Really?
She rummages in her pocket.
Well, how about this?
A folded paper.
I found this at the bottom of that jewelry box. I thought it would only complicate things with you and Tyler, but now you need to see this.
between me and Frosty. Is that what he was talking about?
Angie unfolds the paper.
You have my whole heart, Angie. You always have. And no matter where life takes us, that will never change.
My turn for some sisterly advice. Tyler wasn't your forever. Ben is. And you love Ben.
Kristen smiles.
Ben.
Angie slowly turns and gazes into the distance.
I love Ben.
She spreads her arms.
I love Ben!
The rest of us have known it for years. I'm surprised it took you this long to figure that out.
Kristen purses her lips. Angie whirls and checks her ticket. The blank half becomes printed.
All aboard!
The train appears.
That's it!
What?
Oh my gosh! It wasn't you. It wasn't Mom and Dad. It wasn't even Ben. It was everyone. It was the whole package. It was the entire Christmas! I have to go.
Go where? Angie, wait!
I have to find Ben.
Well, he's probably still at Santa's Village.
Santa's Village!
Kristen's jaw drops. Angie runs off. Ben's phone rings with a call from Angie.
North Pole, Merry Christmas!
Hey, Ben, it's Angie. Listen, the return ticket is back. I'm leaving tonight. I mean, right now.
Tonight? Why?
Listen to me. I got the note, you know, the one Frosty was keeping from me.
I thought you read that years ago.
No, I never did. That's why I didn't know how you felt. How you feel? Oh, gosh, I really hope you still feel that way. Wait a second, I'm just going to say it.
She shakes her head.
I love you, Ben. I always have. I guess it just took me a little Christmas magic to realize it.
Where are you?
The train is back.
No, I'll be right there.
The ticket man appears.
We'll be pulling out soon.
Oh, no, we can't leave yet. Oh,
I'm afraid I'm not in charge of the schedule.
Angie frowns.
Angie, I'm on my way right now.
The train is leaving.
I haven't had a chance to tell you.
Wait, Ben, please. Don't take Chloe's offer, okay? It won't make you happy. Your heart is too big for that job.
Well, when am I going to see you again?
I don't know.
She looks up.
Wait, tonight. Christmas Eve, 10 years from now, I'll meet you at the Hamilton Inn at 10 o'clock. I'll be there waiting. Merry Christmas.
Angie.
She hangs up.
Chop. Ticket, please.
Oh.
She pulls out her ticket and gives it to him.
Well, there you are. Worth the wait, I hope.
He smiles at her.
Do we have to leave now?
Better find a seat.
He nods. She sighs and boards the train. He blows steam.
Come on.
Ben drives his truck to the station. The train blows more steam as Angie takes a seat inside. The pistons begin to move. The train blows steam and whistles, then departs. The steam rolls out from all around the train to envelop the station platform. The train chugs into a golden light portal that reveals a tunnel. Ben pulls up to the station. He gets out in time to see the caboose disappear into the golden light portal. The portal spirals closed. Ben sighs. His shoulders droop. Angie sleeps on the subway train. She suddenly jerks awake. She looks out the window and all around. She glances at a man in another seat.
Have I been sitting here this whole time?
He nods at her. She folds her hands in her lap and leans back. She bites her lip and looks around. The train stops. She answers her phone as she walks in the subway.
Mom?
Oh, honey, I'm so glad we caught you. It's Christmas Eve, you know, and we wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. The whole family's here. Come on, you guys. Say hello.
Merry Christmas! Hi. Hey, where's Dad? Daddy?
Right here. I'm on hot cider duty. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
You're there. You're home.
At Christmas? You bet I am.
And you haven't met this one yet. Not officially. This is our Vanessa.
Oh my gosh, Kristen, is she yours?
Thanks to Ben.
Wait, Ben Lee?
Oh yeah, of course. Who else would it be?
Cut through all the red tape.
Ben.
And the question is, when are you coming home to meet your new niece?
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas is tomorrow, Aunt Angie. Just saying.
Hi, Henrik. You know what? I don't know. I have to check with the hospital.
Okay, well, your room's always open.
Of course, I have all my pottery things in there, but I can clear them out in a snap.
Oh, hey, Mom, this is the hospital calling. I have to go, but I'll see what I can do, okay? Merry Christmas. I love you all.
Merry Christmas.
Hurry home.
Hey, Sabrina.
About time. We've been trying to reach you.
I hope
hope you're on your way.
Oh, no, is something wrong?
Haven't you checked your messages? The whole team is waiting. You're on call tonight, remember?
Okay, look, we can do the prep, but...
The rest is up to you.
Right, of course. Yeah, I'll be right there.
She brushes her hair out of her face and smiles at a Tyler poster as she hurries off. She performs a surgery. She and Sabrina walk into the locker room.
Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted.
Oh, at least you have all day to catch up tomorrow. You have a surgery scheduled for Christmas.
Yeah.
Any plans?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm gonna go home.
To your family? What changed?
Angie tilts her head.
So much.
She grabs a green dress.
Wait a second. Tomorrow's Christmas. This is Christmas Eve!
Whoa, okay, sharp as ever. You have some place to be?
What time is it?
It's late, a little past 11.
Shoot, I'm late!
Okay, you have plans.
Plans I made 10 years ago. Help me with this dress.
Angie tosses the dress to Sabrina. It snows outside of the bar decorated for Christmas. Angie rushes in and looks around.
Hi. Oh, are you closing?
Christmas Eve. Not a big night for business.
Oh my gosh. I'm too late.
She leans on the bar.
After all this time, I'm too late.
She slowly turns. She begins to walk away, then checks her phone. She frowns.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, Ben. Oh my god, I'm so sorry I'm late. Wait a second. How did you get my new number?
The salads are getting cold, but at least you're here now.
I'm here?
She turns around. Ben stands at a corner table. He waves. She smiles.
You waited.
Yeah, what's an hour or two?
Compared to 10 years.
Okay, now you lost me.
No. I found you.
She grabs his face and kisses him. He raises his eyebrows.
Wow, that was some kiss. You'd think I haven't seen you in weeks.
She frowns.
When was the last time I saw you?
He frowns and tilts his head.
Tuesday dinner? With David and his wife?
David.
Yes, David.
That's right.
Yeah, my partner at the law firm, David.
Yes, family law.
Yes, you love taking credit for that, don't you?
Oh my gosh, it's all coming back to me.
Okay, you know what I think you need? Aside from some serious time off work? Some champagne.
They toast.
Here's to another year of friendship.
Another year of romance. Another year with you. I love you. Christmas.
They clink glasses and smile.
It's the best Christmas gift ever.
Well, that might make this a little anticlimactic then.
Oh, is it my favorite spaghetti?
Thank you.
He lifts a lid.
Voila.
The frosty jewelry box sits on a plate.
The frosty box. Mm-hmm. Oh, bud.
She rubs the edge. He opens it to reveal a diamond ring. Her eyes widen. He kneels beside the table and picks up the ring. Her jaw drops.
Andy Reynolds, will you finally marry me?
She crosses her hands over her heart and nods.
Yes.
He puts the ring on her finger.
I'm taking it back.
They embrace. She laughs and cries. The Frosty the Snowman becomes a Merry Christmas poster.
Well, one thing this proves.
Good things are worth waiting for.
My family's gonna be so surprised.
Well, they've been hinting for 10 years, so relieved might be a little more like it.
Hey, do me a favor on this trip. Don't let me fall asleep.
He frowns and shakes his head. He mouths, "What?" A man behind them reads a paper and gets his shoes shined. He closes the paper and reveals himself as the ticket seller. He winks at us.